Jim, you're working with tailing ponds technology. What are tailings and what are tailing ponds?
So our tailings are really comprised of three components, which is sand solids, clay particles, and water. We deposit those tailings into ponds where we recycle about 85% of the water back to the process. The solid material, the heavy solids, settle out quite rapidly, and we're left with about a fraction of clay particles that are suspended in the water zone of the tailings ponds.
What is it that you want to achieve with these tailing ponds? Are you trying to recover some of that material?
So what we want to do is we want to speed up the process of that consolidation. And we've got a number of technologies that we're pursuing. And we're going to try and knit the different technologies in based on what the oil sand leases have to offer on the different sites.
Why do we have to have tailings ponds? Where do they fit within the process of separating the bitumen from the sands?
So the tailings are actually the discharge from the final end of the process. We first start with stripping the overburden, mining the oil sand. We process it through a process that's known as the Clark hot water process, where the material is mixed with hot water and the bitumen is aerated and releases. And what we're left with at the bottom of our separation vessels is a slurry comprised of coarse solids, clay particles, and water. These components are pipelined out through pipeline to ponds where we can deposit them. The coarse solids settle out quite rapidly. The water is recycled. Approximately 85% of our water is recycled back to the extraction process. And what we're left with is a suspension of clay particles that will slowly consolidate to the point of around 35 or 40% solids in the tailings ponds.
How long does it take for that process to occur for those particles to settle out?
So the process takes too long compared to what we'd like. In order to reduce the size of our tailings ponds, we got to encourage that process through technology. We have to either use elements like or processes like centrifugation or water-capped mature fine tailings lakes. Mature fine tailings is what we refer to as the consolidated clays. When they get to that 35% solids, they then are termed mature fine tailings.
When you get them consolidated, what happens to them? Do they just sit at the bottom of the pond, or do you take them out and put them somewhere?
Each technology is somewhat different. In some of the technologies, we would prefer to have the material removed from the ponds, further consolidated to 55%+ solids, where we can use it in dry landscape form, and then apply vegetation material over top of the MFT, the cake, as we call it in the industry. Other technologies would leave the mature fine tailings in situ and have them covered with water layers, where we term that end of pit lakes.
So what is it that you're trying to improve on? What kinds of technologies are you working on now to improve that situation with the tailings?
So as I mentioned earlier, the intent is to have a suite of technologies where we can pick and choose what technology is most applicable for a particular lease. Each lease is challenged with a different surface area, the different amount of mineable reserves. So it makes the logistics of placing some of those materials on the surface a little different from lease to lease. So in light of that, we've got a suite of technologies that we're pursuing, two of which are centrifugation of mature fine tailings, which essentially is spinning out the water using centrifugal force.
Like a washer spin dryer?
Exactly like a washer spin dryer, yeah. So we're trying to dry those solids using mechanical energy and increasing basically what gravity has to offer. Instead of one gravitational force, we're going to offer many gravitational forces to improve the settling rate of those solids.
Would it have to be a very large machine or equipment that would do something like that?
So the machines we're talking about are commercially available. We're talking about a meter diameter by about 3 meters to 4 meters long, and multiples of them in parallel. And we're talking about improving the gravitational force from one gravitational force to 200 plus gravitational forces. So that should reduce the settling time by about 200 times.
So with this centrifuge or spin dryer technology, where are you at with that now? Are you actually using it, or is it something that you're working out the bugs on?
So we've piloted it in 2007. We did a pilot plant in 2008. Now we're evaluating those results, but we're pretty impressed with what we saw. We believe that it has the potential, given some more investigation, for being one of those technologies that we may be drawing on in the future. Some of the unknowns are still how we would finally reclaim the material, what type of sand capping would be required on top of these consolidated clays, and what type of vegetation would grow on the capped clay material.
So you call this a cake. What do you do with the cake then afterwards?
So with the centrifuge, the cake material or the solids that's discharged out of the centrifuge would be conveyed or moved to a deposition area where it would be allowed to dry over a season to get to a stage where it can be capped with clean solids with some of the sand that we had talked about earlier that falls out of the tailings quite readily. Then we would introduce a reclamation material on top of that where vegetation would be planted. And, you know, this technology would be used for scenarios in your lease development plan where you would want dry landscape. So there's kind of two technologies, one that would result in dry landscape closure and another type of suite of technologies that would result in wet type closure scenarios.
So then you're talking about replacing essentially either like upland boreal forest or muskeg. Can it actually go back to that?
So the cake material, once it's dried and reclamation material put on top, could be used to develop fens and potentially bogs where it's more of a wet landscape type environment, but still has the solid base underneath it, as opposed to the base mine lake technology, which is totally aquatic. So yes, the cake can be used either in a dry terrestrial type landscape or in a wet type landscape such as a fen or a bog.
Now, what other technologies are you working on?
So the other major technology that we're working on right now is called base mine lake, and that's where we add a layer of mature fine tails, those consolidated clays I was talking about earlier, and then we cap it with a freshwater cap. And the lake is designed to have littoral zones, which are the shallow zones where some of the vegetation and stuff you see in lakes grows from, allowing a lot of sunlight to propagate through and encouraging biological activity.
So essentially you'd be creating an artificial lake. This is something that would have eventually fish and plants and that sort of thing?
That's the belief is... you know, after 10 years, we'd have enough biological activity at the point where we could start introducing more complex life like fish and amphibians, those kind of things.
Once you get these consolidated materials down and capped, is there any concern at all about, say, percolation up or pollution that might come down the road? Is it relatively stable? Or are there concerns about it being unstable in the future?
So the lake is designed so that it would be stable, so the soft bottom would be stable. I mean, remember, this is one of the ways that Mother Nature consolidated the material in the first place. Through these estuaries, these clays were brought in through streams and rivers, and through a quiescent water environment, these clays were allowed to settle over a period of time. So we believe that to be true in this case as well, and given the adequate design of the shallow zones with the appropriate vegetation, that we can further encourage the settlement of these clays.
Now, would these operate as like kettle lakes, or would you eventually have them hooked up with streams and rivers or other kind of groundwater movements of water?
So in order for a lake to be a lake, it's got to have an inlet and an outlet. So the way that we're achieving that through our test phase is that we'll be introducing water, and then the discharge point will be recycled back to our tailings pond so that we can again reuse that water in our extraction process. But for sure, for a lake to be a lake, it's got to have an inlet and an outlet eventually.
When you look at these sorts of technologies that you're working on now, how does that compare to the situation with tailings when you first started here at Syncrude?
Well, there certainly has been a lot of learnings in regards to the treatment and the possibilities of reducing the mature fine tailings volumes. A lot of the technologies that we're talking about now and that we haven't had time to talk about here have only been investigated in the last 5 to 10 years. So it's a challenge, and we're certainly prepared to develop technologies to meet that challenge.
What's driving that change?
We've always known that the mature fine tails had to be dealt with. One of the opportunities, I guess, that faces us now is as we deplete some of these the mines, we've got a lot of surface area now that we can place these materials back into in one form or another. The mining cycle is essentially 20 to 25 years to develop a mine and finally remove the material from that mine. So we're essentially at that point now at Syncrude is, you know, we've been in the business for about 25, 30 years. So some of these pits are now becoming available to us to try out these new technologies.
This sounds like an ambitious plan. How do you know it's going to work?
So we've piloted the base mine lake on small scale concepts. We've done a 4-acre lake where it's been consolidating for about 20 years. We've successfully introduced fish in there, and naturally other fish have populated the free water layer as well. So we're quite confident that this is going to be a valuable technology in our suite of technologies for addressing mature fine tailings. Like I said, the specifics of these lakes have been piloted prior, and we're confident that they'll be successful in the future. In fact, we're quite excited that in the year 2012, the base mine lake that we're designing now will be actively decommissioned as a mining area, and the proof of concept on a prototype scale, a large prototype scale, will be there for the public to see.
What sort of monitoring would you put into place?
There will be a significant amount of monitoring. There's going to be a number of environmental stations around the lake where temperature measurements of the lake, of the water itself, will be monitored. Aquatic life will be measured periodically. Basically, it's going to be one of the largest research areas that we have at Syncrude and that we've ever had at Syncrude.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you.